The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Redeemed, rehabilitated, and real entertaining. This is the Carl Jackson Podcast.
All right, welcome to this Monday edition of the Carl Jackson Show Podcast. I'm glad you guys could join me today. Guys, forgive me, I wasn't able to broadcast on Friday because of Hurricane Ian, or the aftermath of Hurricane Ian. My neighborhood, the exits of my neighborhood were completely flooded. I'm going to ask you to continue to pray for victims of Ian. I mean, Ian, when you think about it, it didn't have near the wind strength as like Hurricane Charley that we went through in 2004. There was Hurricane Charley, there was Francis, there was Jean. We endured all of those, I think, within a month's period of time, maybe 6 weeks or so. And the wind strength of Charley, like nothing has compared to that. However, Ian, in my opinion, is going to have longer sustaining damage. If you see the damage that has been done in Southwest Florida right now, the death counts, death toll reaches 77. I thought it was 47, but I'm reading the tip sheet that says that the death toll has reached 77. I hope there's a major discrepancy, to be frank with you, but if it is 77, listen, it was devastating. The water that you see, even I'm in Central Florida in the Orlando area, so the water that you see still it flooded out in some areas, or huge puddles or whatever, little lakes, mini ponds of water, is absolutely ridiculous. I know some people whose homes were flooded, vehicles flooded. So it is not a great scenario, but I appreciate all of the prayers out there, man. Guys, I'm so excited for today's podcast. I got some bad news that I got to bring you, but I think the good news is going to be overwhelming. I think we are on the road to a red wave again. Listen, I don't want to jinx anything. You guys have to get to the polls. You have to get to the polls, but I'm going to share some information, some polling with you, as well as some headlines, and go into those headlines that I think presents a evidence that there's an undercurrent that is still taking place where a red wave is likely. I don't want to go as far as to say a tsunami, but given the media censorship, that may be occurring. I simply don't know, but I do believe a red wave, at least in the House, and I am starting to feel, I don't want to say confident, but I am starting to feel like it's likely that we, as a conservative movement, the Republican Party, or the conservative movement within the Republican Party, can win the Senate. All right. First, I want to get to this information for you. I want to thank my sponsor, Mike Lindell, MyPillow. You guys know he's built up an amazing American company, American jobs, American manufacturing. Well, there's a new offer that's exclusively out for my listeners. So on top of all the special exclusively for my listeners, on top of the Perkel sheets, on top of the Giza Dream sheets, bed sheets, marked down as low as $29.98 for my listeners, the Perkel and Giza Dream bed sheets. Mike's now changing the game with a three-piece towel set. So this set is made with USA cotton, making it extremely absorbent, yet still providing the soft feel you look for in a towel. Guys, I have these towels. I'm not exaggerating. I'm not lying to you. I'm not blowing smoke up your behind. These are the best towels ever. Remember back in the day when we were kids, we used to have those big, thick towels that would actually dry you up. Now, I live in Florida. Listen, you walk around in Florida, you get out of the shower, you're already sweating. It's so hot out here. And the towels just don't seem to dry you. Mike Lindell's towels, the MyPillow towels, they do the job. Again, made with USA cotton. The set comes with one bath, one hand towel, and one washcloth. They typically retail for $49.98, but for a limited time, and for my listeners, they are $19.98. All you have to do is use the promo code Carl. You can go to MyPillow.com, click on that radio listener square. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener square, use the promo code Carl, or give them a call at 1-800-858-0263, 1-800-858-0263. Three. Now, these are only available while supplies last. So please go ahead and get your MyPillow showers, MyPillow towels. Also, don't forget about the Perkel sheets and the Giza Dream sheets available for my listeners as low as $29.98. You can't beat that with a bat. So we appreciate Mike Lindell and my sponsors there. Also, be sure to subscribe to the podcast wherever podcasts are found. Apple, Google, Spotify, YouTube, Rumble. Guys, I need your help there. Help here. I want to build up this. I want to build up an army. An army for freedom fighters, people that love our Judeo-Christian heritage, people that love the working class and the opportunities that America through capitalism has always wrought. That's what I'm fighting for. I'm fighting for the middle class. I'm fighting for the common man, and I'm fighting to restore our Judeo-Christian value system, which is essential to our liberties right here in the United States. You can help me do that by making sure you subscribe to my podcast wherever podcasts are found. And again, find me on social media, The Carl Jackson Show. I've been down over the weekend because of Hurricane Ian. First, I lost Wi-Fi. I couldn't even get data. And then I'm not going to lie to you. I was cleaning up my yard and the debris from my yard, taking, you know, tree limbs to the road and all this kind of stuff. And then I was like, yeah, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and mow the yard, make it look pretty, make it look nice after the hurricane. And I did something. My phone is old. I had an iPhone 7 Plus. So my phone was old and I wasn't going to get rid of it, even though people have been telling me I need to get rid of it and get something new based upon, you know, because what I'm doing here. And so I dropped the phone out of my side pocket, and I chopped that thing into 1,000 pieces. And sadly, I didn't back up. I hadn't recently backed it up. So I was really screwed. But anyway, that's my problem and not yours. But I will be back up on social media. You can still follow me, The Carl Jackson Show, wherever I am on social media. All right, guys, let's get to the nitty gritty. I want to start with this lady. This lady, Kamala Harris, is a gift to the Democrat Party. Or is a gift to the, I'm sorry, is, well, they thought she was a gift to the Democrat Party. She's a gift to the conservative movement. I'm going to talk about that. But first, I want to show you this video, and then I'm going to react to this video. This has to be the dumbest vice president in American history. She continues to put her foot in her mouth. Here's Vice President Kamala Harris talking about hurricane relief and prioritizing it based upon skin color and all this social identity, you know, or identity politics and equity. Here's our Vice President Kamala Harris.
Is our lowest income communities and our communities of color that are most impacted. And so we have to address this in a way that is about giving resources based on equity, understanding that we fight for equality, but we also need to fight for equity, understanding not everyone starts out at the same place.
Man, that chick is so dumb. I am so grateful for Vice President Kamala Harris. Vice President or Kamala Harris 2024. Please God, please God, please God. This chick, here's what she doesn't understand. Here's what the left doesn't understand. I would argue that even some in the conservative movement sadly don't understand. People are tired of this identity politics stuff, racism, and all this kind of stuff that the left continues to perpetuate is getting a kind of boring, right? When people are lacking food, when people are suffering, people want kitchen table issues. This chick simply doesn't get it. She doesn't understand that now people have moved past that. They understand the havoc that identity politics wreak on Americans, right? Identity politics has wrecked America. Our politics is so divisive. It's even become violent with this guy, Shannon Brandt, killing, allegedly, or murdering, allegedly, this young kid, Kaylor Ellingson, in one of the Dakotas. Absolutely insane. But here's what Kamala Harris doesn't get. People now are concerned about self-preservation. What does it mean, self-preservation, when you're going through this or living through this Biden economy, this Biden-Harris economy? People are concerned about food. People are concerned about shelter, you know, whether or not they can pay their mortgage, whether or not they can pay their rent, whether or not they can put food on their table, whether or not they can put gas inside of their vehicles, lights, electricity, all of these basic issues, crime, right? Open borders, inflation, the value of the dollar. This is what people are concerned about leading up to the midterm elections. And this fool, thank God for this fool, Kamala Harris, is still talking about equality and equity. Now, equality isn't far enough, so she's talking about equity, which basically means wealth redistribution. So all of you hardworking Americans, she wants to take out of your pockets and give to a bunch of lazy crumb snatchers. That's all that it means. This lady is a godsend for the conservative movement. That's all you need to know. Now, moving on, I got another video that I'd like to get to. Gabe, are we ready with this video of Nancy Pelosi? Nancy Pelosi, Speaker of the House, has become also a liability to the left, in my opinion, but an asset to the conservative movement.
The best thing that we can do for our economy is to have comprehensive immigration reform. We have a shortage of workers in our country. And you see, even in Florida, some of the farmers and the growers saying, why are you shipping these immigrants up north? We need them to pick the crops down here.
Thank you, Nancy Pelosi. Again, another gift to the conservative movement as we inch closer and closer to the midterms. This lady is a nutcase. This lady is out of touch. But the truth of the matter is, she's representative of who the Democrat Party has always been. And furthermore, I'd like to know which farmers or crop growers are saying, hey, we want a bunch of illegal aliens down here to pick our crops, if they already have seasonal migrants that come in to do the job and some Americans that frankly do the job as well. So I'd really like to know who these people are, because I don't believe they exist. I think this is Nancy Pelosi lying. She doesn't even realize this chick is such an elite, and so is the Democrat Party as they exist today. They are such elitist. She doesn't even realize that what she said was racist. These people are breaking into America. They're invading America because the only thing they want to do is pick our crops. Is that what Nancy Pelosi is saying? Here's the truth of the matter. Nancy Pelosi wants a perpetual underclass of voters, not just Nancy Pelosi, but the entire Democrat Party. They have no interest in making sure these illegals that they're allowing to come into our country, they have no desire whatsoever to see these people become successful. The truth is, or at least in my opinion, I believe these people want them to stay in the shadows. Why would they want them to stay in the shadows? They want them to do the work instead of pursuing the American dream. They want them to be involved in menial labor. They want them to pick crops, as she said, mow their lawns, right? Clean their homes. They're okay with that as long as they don't have to live amongst them, because they don't have to live amongst them. Look what happened at Martha's Vineyard. All of these social justice rich people that said they were for open borders and all this kind of stuff. As soon as the rubber hit the road, they didn't want it. They only got 50 illegal immigrants that from Venezuela, arguably, you know, formerly one of the richest places across the world until Maduro took over. They didn't want them. They kicked them right out. So these people, Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats, they are good with illegal immigration as long as they'll come out here to pick the fruit, to mow your lawn, to clean your house. And if they graduate, they'll even allow you, Nancy Pelosi will, and the elites in the Democrat Party will maybe even allow them to wash their laundry. This is who the left is. This is who the left has always been. They don't give a damn about people. They love power. I think they want these people to live in the shadows. Why do they want them to live in the shadows? Because the Democrat Party will always champion the underdog. You get it? So as long as they can keep these people impoverished, you know, like they do the black community, the Democrats will always have control and power over them, because these people will likely be dependent upon the government. And liberals, or I should say progressives like Nancy Pelosi, are for big government. Also, what the left wants to do is they want to change the demographics across the country, right? They want to replace, you talk about replacement theory, what the left wants to do, and what's indicative in this video to me, what the left wants to do is they want to change the demographic, right? Remember that it was the Obama administration that abandoned the white working class American, right? So they want to replace the white Christian voter, the white Christian middle class voter, or male female, you know, stay at home mom or what have you. They want to replace them with these illegal aliens that are coming into the country. If they can replace those people, what they'll do is they'll change the demographics across the country, and the Democrat Party will have more representation in the House of Representatives. That is their ultimate goal, no doubt about it. But another thing they'll do is they'll change the culture of the United States with illegal immigration. And that's why they want it. They'll change the culture, because instead of having American patriots that love this country, that'll stand up for our Constitution, that will stand up for our rule of law, they will be replaced by a bunch of illegal aliens who crossed our border, entered our country illegally, thanks to Democrats and the Biden administration. And these people don't have a love for the rule of law and our Constitution. Otherwise, they would have come here the legal way. Okay. That's it for Nancy Pelosi. Moving on. Now, I got to share a couple of items with you that are, listen, we're going to have to, what's the term? Is it hunker down the hatches? I think it is, Gabe. Let me just share a little bit of bad news, but bad news that you guys are already aware about. And then I'm going to get into some good news, because I do think, I do believe that there's a red wave coming. And I'm going to share some columns with you that I think are very important, very, 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 very important. Again, just to reiterate, pray for the people in Florida. Listen, I've been blessed for the most part. My power stayed on. I lost Wi-Fi. Listen, all the minor inconveniences. By the grace of God, our backyard flooded. The water came right to the lanai and stopped there. Hallelujah! But some people weren't as fortunate as I was. Actually, a lot of people in Florida were not. So a lot of water damage sustained. Again, according to at least the tip sheet, Hurricanes Ian death toll has reached up to 77 people and at least $100 billion in damage. So, so that's bad news. But by the grace of God, we are going to recover. Another thing, the markets have plummeted for the third straight quarter, meaning that we're no longer just in a recession like we always were. Once we had two consecutive quarters of economic growth, we now have three consecutive quarters of economic decline. We now have three consecutive quarters of economic decline, meaning that we are in a greater recession than in 2008 and 2009 under George W. Bush. The left doesn't want to claim this. And listen, guys, the bottom line is we got to stop spending money. Whether it's Republicans in office, whether it's Democrats in office, we spend too much damn money. We print money. We spend money like it's going out of style. This has got to stop. This is insane. We've got to get Republicans elected to at least control the level of spending. And then we need a champion in 2024 that's going to take us back to free market capitalism and make sure that we, the hardworking Americans, get to keep more of our dollars in our pockets, our tax paying dollars. We get to keep them to provide for our families instead of providing for people like AOC and Nancy Pelosi and Kamala Harris, all of these people that are getting rich in Washington, D.C. Some more news. Obviously, you guys know what's going on with Russia and Ukraine. I'm going to tie this into the podcast today. I'm very concerned about what's happening with Russia and Ukraine. And I am getting more so concerned that Biden is going to usher us into a World War III. Listen, I don't know this for a fact. I suspect foul play when it comes to the sabotage of Nord Stream 1 and Nord Stream 2 pipeline. It is my personal belief, yet I don't know. I admit, I do not know, right? None of us know. But it doesn't make sense to me. I'll say this at least. It doesn't make sense to me that Vladimir Putin would damage or destroy his leverage in Nord Stream 1 and Nord Stream 2, the leverage that he had over NATO and the EU. It just doesn't make much sense to me. Maybe he can be that. Maybe he can be that stupid. Maybe he is that stupid and desperate, sick, perhaps. I don't know. We'll have to wait and see, but it doesn't make sense to me. So pray for that situation. People in California, the gas prices are surging there. Eventually, they're going to surge out wherever you are, because the foolhardy Biden administration and the Democrat Party has sucked the Strategic Petroleum Reserve dry. Basically, we're down to almost half the amount that we had before Russia invaded Ukraine. And Biden decided to use the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, use that oil as a way to keep gas prices down in the United States so he could trick his voters into believing that he actually has done something to bring down gas prices when it's only temporary. Another thing that you need to be praying about, the protests in Iran are entering their third week as the government intensifies confrontations. Guys, confrontations in Iran aren't like confrontations here, right? People actually get killed. Their police officers kill people out there, but these people are fighting for their freedom. Let's pray to God that these people, the Iranians, are able to overthrow their government. You have men in solidarity with some of these women that are taking off their hijabs, cutting their hair, doing all of these things that are just antithetical to the Islamic State, if you will, out there. It's absolutely insane. That's what you call real strength. That's what you call real courage. And that's what you're seeing happening in Iran. Okay. The moment that I've been waiting for. So that's some of the bad news. You do need to be praying for those things. But let's bring you some good news. Here's why I believe that a red wave is coming. I feel so good about this. Gabe. It makes me want to sing. See, Gabe can actually sing. I can't sing, but I like to pretend like I can sing sometimes in case Gabe ever wants to form a group. All right. So now, all right. The hat tip to Byron York of the Washington Examiner wrote a great piece entitled, In Midterm Politics, Historical analogies work until they don't. So I'm going to go through this. Also, I'm going to go through real quickly a New York Post column. Registered Democrats are sick of the radical left, and some are switching sides. Very important, guys. This is starting to happen. I think we're starting to see the underpinnings of this happen. If you had any doubt that you need to support a candidate out there, maybe God has laid it on your heart, you haven't done it, now is the time to do it. Whether it's a local candidate, whether it's a state candidate, whether it's someone running for U.S. Congress, whatever it is in your local municipality, support those people, support the state races, support the national races, anything you can give. And guys, we have got to win the Senate as well. And I do think the Senate is doable. I think the left is doing their best. We know they're censoring us on Facebook and all these other social media sites, just like they did in 2020, except I think things have gotten even worse. But that's a sign to me that these people are completely desperate, and we do have to build a parallel economy. I go back and forth with that, but I'm inching towards, listen, we've got to build the places that are Americana, free speech, right? Everyone gets involved, not like these censorship jokers on the left, these big tech people that are a bunch of freaking communists that are trying to censor our speech. All right, enough of my rant. So registered Democrats are sick of the radical left and some are switching sides. I told you about that headline. Here's a third headline. Federal judge upholds Georgia election integrity practices and deals a blow to Stacey Abrams. I would change that headline and I would say deals a win to Americans. You know, but anyway, we'll go through that. All right. So here's the first column. Biden. This is from Byron York. He's a chief political correspondent of the Washington Examiner. And he says, if history is a guide, Democrats don't stand a chance in these midterms. And I'm going to give you some of the reasons why that he points out, and also just give you my own take on some of these things. So Biden is officially dragging the Democrat Party down. Now, I would say that it's not just Biden. Biden isn't a likable person, right? We all get that. He's not a likable person. He's an evil curmudgeon. There's no doubt that he has dementia, in my opinion. And people are tired of the Weekend at Bernie's thing being thrust right in front of their faces while the left continues to pretend like this guy is healthy when he's not. But there's a new ABC Washington Post poll that's all the buzz right now. It puts Biden at 39% job approval. This sucks. All right. And only 35% of Democrats who said they want Biden to be their nominee in 2024. So the Democrat Party overwhelmingly are saying we do not want this guy, and his job approval ratings leading up to the midterm elections is only 39%. This is absolutely abysmal. All right. So this has me happy, letting me know that there is a strong possibility for a red wave. However, let me insert a caveat here real quick. The caveat is this. I'm really concerned. This is where the Russia-Ukraine war comes in. This is what I'm really concerned about, because what the left or what the Democrat Party has a tendency to do, they really don't care about foreign policy in the same way that Americans, or I should say patriots, care about foreign policy. Patriots want to protect our own interests domestically and in abroad. And that's the way that we look at foreign policy, right? If there's a reason we should be involved in a war that protects America's best interests, so be it. The reason why Democrats are willing to get into a war is if and only if it helps them retain or to gain political power in the United States. Damn the foreign politics of the thing. That's extremely dangerous. I hope I made that clear. So Democrats will use the war in Ukraine and support and bolster up Zelensky. And listen, I do believe that America has an interest in making sure that Ukraine doesn't fall under the hands of Russian President Vladimir Putin. However, I do not trust the Democrat Party whatsoever. And I think we've been spending way too much money there and not spending enough of our own money to help our citizens here. And I simply don't trust. I think what the Democrat Party is looking for, they're looking for optics. They're looking for positive headlines so they can write those headlines into the midterms. That's as far as their foreign policy chops go, in my opinion. That makes it dangerous. All right. Now, moving on. All right. So there's the Langer Research Associates who conducted these polls that showed that Biden's approval rating, job approval rating, is only at 39%, and only 35% of Democrats want Biden as their nominee in 2024. Please God, Kamala Harris, 2024. Please God, Kamala Harris, 2024. Okay. All right. So now getting back to this topic, here's what it says. The accompanying analysis from Langer Research Associates, which conducted the poll, made a historical point that is particularly bleak for the party, the Democrat Party, that is. All right. So according to the Langer Research Associates, the president's standing customarily is critical to his party's fortunes in midterms. They say each election has its own dynamic. But in midterm elections since 1946, when a president has had more than 50% job approval, his party has lost an average of 14 seats. Did you hear that? Did you hear that? Each election has its own dynamic, but in midterm elections since 1946, when a president has had more than 50% job approval, his party has lost an average of 14 seats, even with a positive job approval rating, and Biden only has 35. The column goes on to say, when the president's approval has been less than 50%, as Biden's is by a considerable margin now, again, 39%, his party has lost an average of 37 seats. Wowza. Wowza. And the Democrat Party, they are well aware of this. Again, even when a president is doing well in polls during the midterms, they still lose a good number of their seats to the opposition party. So the Democratic loss of 14 seats would be enough. Just 14 seats would be enough to give control of the House to Republicans. And I do believe, it is my personal belief, that it is going to be a much larger number than 14. I won't venture to make a guess, but I do believe it'll be much, much larger. Let me give you some examples here. Bill Clinton, Barack Obama, Donald Trump, George H.W. Bush. All right. So Bill Clinton in 1994, he lost 53 seats, 53 seats. All right. Barack Obama in 2010, he lost 63 seats. He lost 63 seats. So when presidents are doing badly, they hurt. Donald Trump in 2018, he lost 40 seats. Now, I would offer a caveat to Donald Trump. Oh, Carl, it's just because you're Donald Trump. No, I'm not. Something unprecedented was happening with Donald Trump, and that is he was getting over 90% negative press. Over 90%. And I know some of you are thinking, well, that was self-induced, not 90%. Come on, be real. No president that I know of, at least not in modern history, has gotten 90%, sometimes as high as 92, 96% negative press. That does not happen. That does not happen. So just that small caveat with Donald Trump. It's not because I'm kissing Donald Trump's behind. That's simply because it's a fact. It's a fact. So sometimes it says here, if a president had a really high job approval rating, say in the high 50s or the low 60s, he lost fewer than the average seats. George H.W. Bush, for example, lost just 8 seats in 1998 when his job approval rating was at 58%. But Biden is nowhere near 58%. He's, again, only at 39%. And in any event, an 8-seat loss by Democrats would still narrowly give the House to the Republicans. But we're going to gain more than 8 seats. We're going to gain more than 14 seats. All right. So here's the Democrat response to the historical argument in 2022. They say this year's different. They say this year's different. That's the argument. This year is different. Why is this year any different? Why will this buck any historical trends or any historical guidance? I don't think there's any reason to say that this year is different except for this. We have noticed something, or we are witnessing something that is unprecedented, and that is fascism at the hands of the Democrat Party, big corporations, big tech, and even the DOJ, if you can believe it. So you have the corporate media, you have big tech, and you even have the DOJ that has become the law enforcement arm of the Democrat Party working against the Republican Party. So it is different in that sense. More cheating, more corruption, so on, etc. There have been two exceptions to midterms. One was the Clinton impeachment, which some would say is unpopular. Let me just read this. In 1998, Republicans were impeaching Clinton. It was a very unpopular move, according to Byron York of the Washington Examiner. Clinton's job approval shot up to 66% in the midterm elections that year. The president's party actually picked up 5 seats. Clinton did. Clinton bucked the historical trend. Yeah, he did. And I'm not sure if that's the same year that Dick Morris got involved and was like, hey, we need to go towards the right. I'm not sure. All right. I'll have to check that out. Just 4 years later, in 2002, with 9/11 and global terrorism, you saw George W. Bush, the son, Bush 43. He actually had an approval rating of 63%, and he picked up 6 seats in the House. So these are the two exceptions. Otherwise, it's typically unprecedented, going all the way back to 1946. You're talking about nearly 80 years where the midterms, usually the party that's in power loses seats in the midterms. And Biden has been abysmal, which leads me to believe that they're going to lose seats. All right. Now, is there something going on or that could happen in the next 6 weeks to boost Democrats' hopes? Again, Ukraine is one issue. Do not underestimate the Democrats' Party willingness to give more money to Zelensky and to do all they can to fight this proxy war and win this proxy war, at least in the headlines, so that Democrats score some cheap points here. So there's no telling. We should be very concerned about this, because this could lead to World War III, and Democrats are willing to play politics with foreign policy, which is absolutely, absolutely scary. Abortion. Abortion is another thing. Abortion is another thing. So you have to ask yourself, is there something, given the fact that Bill Clinton bucked the trends of the midterm elections, George W. Bush bucked the trends of the midterm elections. So you have to ask yourself, is there anything big occurring between now and the midterm elections that will cause Joe Biden to buck the trends? I don't think so. That's why Ukraine is very disconcerting to me. Well, Carl, what about abortion? You had Lindsey Graham come out and stupidly put abortion back to the forefront. And listen, I'm pro-life. Here's what you do as a pro-lifer. Right now, Dobbs versus Jackson is the law of the land, just like the left used to argue that Roe v. Wade is the law of the land. All of these arguments are going to be settled at a state level. There, done. If you're running for the U.S. Congress, if you're running for the U.S. Senate, this is not your business anymore. The Supreme Court has sent it back to the states. That's where the argument should lie, with the states and the people, the citizens of those particular states. That's your argument. Done, finished, finito. Move on to kitchen table issues. Now it's up to the people of faith and the politicians of faith to fight that battle at the state level, since the Supreme Court has taken it out of the hands of the federal government. This article says, what about abortion? The only factor in the race that could be termed historic in the Supreme Court, Supreme Court's repeal of Roe v. Wade, after all, the abortion ruling stood for nearly 50 years and had an enormous effect on American politics and life. Is that a big enough historical anomaly to change the midterm elections? Byron York asks. He says it certainly will affect some races, but the decision has hit hard mostly among Democrats and mostly among Democratic women. Guys, I've been saying this. I even hear conservatives that are so concerned about, oh my God, abortion is going to sway the election. No, it is not. No, it isn't. The only people that are going to be worried about abortion when they can't pay for food, when they can't pay for shelter, when they can't pay their electric bill, when they can't pay their car note, when they're worried about the value of the dollar decreasing, when they have to be worried about crime, the only people that are going to be worried about abortion on election day are the people that were already worried about abortion heading up to the election day. Now, it may inspire some left-wing radicals, maybe a few more of them, to show up in polls. But if you distribute the numbers of people across the United States, please, please give me a break. Stop being such punks, conservatives. Just move on from the issue and get back to those issues that are hurting every single American, because I guarantee you, independents aren't going into vote worried about abortion. Republicans aren't going into vote worried about abortion. The only people that are going into vote worried about abortion are far left-wing Democrats. So maybe it got some of them, stirred up. So perhaps they will win a few extra seats in the House. God forbid, but perhaps they will. I still believe there's going to be a red wave. So Dems in blue districts, Democrats in blue districts, are fired up about the midterm seemingly because of abortion. All right. But Republicans in red districts are fired up, too. But they're fired up, too, based upon the living conditions as a result of the Biden administration. Here's the kicker. At the same time, Byron York says, voters in competitive districts are moving toward Republicans. That's bad news. That's bad news for Democrats. All right. This is a form the Langer research analysis said. They said this is from the Langer research analysis. Among those living in congressional districts that are rated as at least somewhat competitive, neither solid Republican nor solid Democratic, registered voters favor Republican candidates by a wide 55-34% margin, nearly as big as the Republican lead in solid GOP districts, which is plus 24%. So Democrats led by 35 points in solid Democratic districts, pointing to a potential overvote where they're most prevalent. All right. Close quote. Democrats are in trouble. Democrats are in trouble. This isn't a deciding issue for voters. All right. So the bottom line, he says, is that neither abortion nor any other issue at the moment, watch Ukraine, makes this midterm campaign a historically unusual one, or at least historically unusual enough to break the long-term pattern of unpopular presidents losing a lot of seats in the House. It would take something much more momentous to buck such a solid historical trend. I would also caution with Ukraine. Understand that there would not be Russia versus Ukraine or a Russian invasion in Ukraine were it not for Democrat policies. They sat by forever and allowed Putin, almost invited Putin, to attack Ukraine. The Biden administration and Democrats did, almost as if they were itching for war. You guys may recall that. You guys may recall that. So he says this. Remember the blue wall. Byron York reminds us of this. Remember the blue wall? Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin. The left were so convinced, the Democrat Party, that there was no way Trump in 2016 could penetrate the blue wall. It just hadn't been done. In all six presidential elections between 1992 and 2012, it seemed as if Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, there was no way those states would go red. even purple. It was just they were the blue wall. So Hillary Clinton didn't sweat it. She didn't campaign as well. Well, Trump broke that blue wall. I do believe in part to Barack Obama, because again, Barack Obama and the Democrat Party under his leadership abandoned the white working class, voter, the white working class male primarily. So that's bad news for the Democrat Party. We have breached the blue wall. Now, I know you guys say, well, what about 2020? Don't get me started on 2020. I don't think that's going to happen this year. I think we have a strong chance in all of these states with our senatorial candidates, whether it's Dr. Oz and the governorship, Tudor Dixon in Michigan. Make sure you guys support her. Tudor Dixon, we got to get out Gretchen Whitmer in Michigan. Tudor Dixon for governor, right? But any of these candidates that are making these races competitive, guys, do not believe the hype. Do not believe what the media says. If God has prompted it on your heart to give something, I don't care if it's $5. I don't care if it's $500. You give it to those candidates. This is our best chance. This is our best chance, along with 2024, to restore America to sanity, to restore America to our constitutional principles, to stop this rampant crime across the country that started in blue cities and now seems to be spreading like a cancer. Here's another column. New York Post, registered Democrats are sick of the radical left and some are switching sides. Actually, before I get to this, because this will be a quick one, and I'll touch on this more on my show tonight. All right. So hat tip, just the news. A federal judge upholds Georgia election integrity practices and deals a blow to Stacey Abrams. Now, I think he dealt a win for the American people. A federal judge ruled on Friday that Georgia's election integrity practices that require voter ID and citizenship checks, good God, are legal and constitutional. You don't say. He rejected arguments of racism and voter suppression from the state's Democrat nominee, Stacey Abrams. That's the only way they can win. See, these people are on the far left. These people are on the outside of their party. I'll prove it to you in just a second. And people are tired of this crap. It may have worked in 2020 because the media was pounding Donald Trump. Donald Trump bad. Donald Trump evil. Donald Trump racist. And then you had those very intimidating Democrat riots of 2020 that subsequent to George Floyd's death, and people were just freaking scared. And then you had, all of these Democrat states, all of these Democrat states, or many of these Democrat states, that changed voting laws on the fly leading up to the elections, thanks to the COVID lockdowns that Fauci and Dr. Fauci and Dr. Deborah Birx put in place. In my belief, in order to help Democrats win. In order to take Trump out. That's my personal belief. All right. But anyway, this federal judge again ruled on Friday that Georgia's election integrity practices requiring voter ID. People, listen, I don't know any black person, poor or not, without some form of ID. This is just crazy. And citizen checks are legal and constitutional. Again, rejecting arguments of racism and voter suppression by Stacey Abrams and her group. A U.S. district judge, his name is Steve C. Jones. He's an Obama appointee, issued the ruling after a lengthy trial, and this handed a major victory to Governor Brian Kemp and Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger. Man, has he turned around. I wanted that guy gone. But anyway, he appears to be fighting for election integrity now, who aggressively defended both Brian Kemp and Brad Raffensperger, who aggressively defended the state's election integrity laws from a legal assault by Abrams voter group Fair Fight. Fair Fight Inc. and other liberals. Fair Fight. And man, they are so good when it comes to names, because allowing people without IDs, allowing people that can't prove their citizenship to vote, that's not a fair fight. That is not a fair fight. But that's what Stacey Abrams wanted to call it. All right, last thing here. And guys, please don't forget, before I end, don't forget to subscribe to this podcast wherever podcasts are found. The Carl Jackson Show, Apple, Google, Spotify, YouTube, and Rumble. I really need your help building the numbers up. I want to be a juggernaut fighting against the left and for your freedoms right here in America. You can help me out by doing that and subscribing to YouTube, Rumble, all wherever you get my podcast. It's free. I'm not coming after you. I just want help in fighting for freedom in America. And you can help expand my voice. And I would so much appreciate it. Really would. I'm humbled that any of you listen to this podcast. I really am. And I'm grateful. I'm grateful for you. Also follow me on social media, The Carl Jackson, The Carl Jackson Show. Make sure you put the word "the" in front. All right. Now, Now, the last thing here. All right, New York Post, registered Democrats are sick of the radical left and some are switching sides. After living half of his life as a registered Democrat, Justin Roth, this guy's a 42-year-old, he re-registered in 2016 as an independent. So that started his shift away from the left, and then he switched sides entirely from the Republican or to Republicans. Excuse me, in 2020. And I think you're going to see more of this as the Democrat Party has abandoned the white male. He says, though, the reason I registered as a Republican has more to do with Democrats than it does with Republicans. Can I get an amen? Because we know Republicans suck sometimes. I'm not even going to lie to you, but at least they're not intentionally trying to destroy the country like the Democrat Party is currently. He goes on to say, I still consider myself liberal in a lot of ways, but I'm no longer a registered Democrat. They've just really gone off the rails for the past several years, he says. He argues that the left's cancel culture wars and the extreme PC to the exclusion of kitchen table issues like inflation. What I tell you, self-preservation. Remember that term, self-preservation. In exclusion of inflation, the price of housing, food, and gas just turned them away. Then you have Elon Musk. Elon Musk, remember what Elon Musk did? Elon Musk wants this great progressive darling. He tweeted in May that he could no longer support the Democrat Party. And as a matter of fact, you may recall that he announced that, I believe afterwards, that he voted for Myra Flores in Texas, the first Republican that he had ever voted for. Make sure you vote for Myra Flores again in Texas and send her some money. Here's what Elon Musk had to say. In the past, I voted Democrat because they were mostly the kindness party. Now, that's an absolute lie, but that's the way that he felt. He went on to say, but they have become the party of division and hate. So I can no longer support them and will vote Republican. Now, the Democrat Party has always been the party of hate, but they hid it. They spoke in soft tones. They spoke in ways in which they kept people impoverished. All you have to do is look at the black community. But they made you feel like they were always for you. Now they're like, hey, we are straight up socialists. We are freaking communists, and we're going for the gusto. Remember Dave Rubin? Dave Rubin, very famous, well known. I did a interview with Dave Rubin. Check it out: thecarljacksonshow.com, SalemPodcastNetwork.com. Search it out on Google, YouTube. Did a fabulous interview, and I really enjoyed my time with Dave Rubin. I was so appreciative that he was willing to give us some time here. But he was a former, he is a YouTube podcaster. He's with The Blaze now. But he resigned from his post in 2015 at the Young Turks, and that's a popular left-wing news channel, after his own political awakening. And he now dubs himself the "Why I Left the Left" guy, quote unquote. So in a YouTube video that has gone, went absolutely viral, more than 15 million views to date, he said, today's progressivism has become a faux moral movement. Man, did he capture it. I'm telling you, the left, they want to feel moral. That's what climate change, all this stuff is. They've abandoned God, but still within their hearts, people want to feel moral. So they find different religions, right? Or cult type groups to infuse themselves to. All right. So today's progressivism, Dave Rubin says, has become a faux moral movement, hurling charges of racism, bigotry, xenophobia, homophobia, Islamophobia, and a slew of other meaningless buzzwords at anyone they disagree with. He went on to say the battle of ideas has been replaced by a battle of feelings. Man, so well said. And outrage has replaced honesty. Diversity reigns supreme unless it's at that pesky diversity of thought. This isn't the recipe for a free society. It's a recipe for authoritarianism. Man, that is an excellent, excellent quote. Bill Maher, in an interview with former CNN host Chris Cuomo, he told Chris Cuomo, formerly a CNN, I think he's got a new show now, that the Democrat Party was, quote, toxic, close quote, because it had become the party of no common sense, quote unquote. He said he expected the Democrats to get thumped in the midterms. All right. Now, this, according to the AP, AP report in June, more than 1 million voters in 43 states have left the Democrat Party. Watch out for illegal immigration. What was Nancy Pelosi? Understand what the left is up to with allowing so many illegal aliens to come into the country. What are they up to? This is replacement theory. This is replacement theory. You don't think the Democrat Party are well aware of these numbers, especially since the report is coming from the Associated Press, basically a media extension of the Democrat Party? They have to replace those voters that they're losing. They have to continue to shift the culture and the demographics of the country. They'll do so with people that invade our country. That's their goal. You have Holden Chalota. He's a Generation Z-er. He's a 20-year-old bartender, a college freshman from Connecticut. He said he's put off by the current Democratic Party after watching the 2016 election unfold. As a teenager, he said he switched his registration from Democrat to independent. He says, looking back at the Democratic Party in the 80s and 90s, I think I probably would have been a Democrat. I realize both sides just look like a clown show and we're kind of missing the point. Today, I find myself in the disaffected center. I take some ideas from the left and some ideas from the right, but I don't feel like I identify with any tribe. Now, I think this is a good thing. Listen, he's 20 years old. He's not going to be the wisest person out there, but he's wise enough to think for himself, which means he is going to obtain wisdom, in my opinion. So he said, according to him, Generation Zers, they don't like the censorship. He says, I see self-censorship all the time. People will whisper, oh, yeah, I agree with you, but I could never say that. I could never say that. And then he talks about this issue with Latinx and the PC language, how it's undermining meaningful change. The left push for politically correct language is undermining meaningful change. He said, for example, progressives shamed members of their own party into using the term Latinx. Remember AOC was doing that? A gender neutral way to describe Hispanics. But a Gallup poll found that only 4% of Hispanics prefer the term, meaning 96% don't, which means the only people that want that term are the left-wing radicals that want to use language to change the way people view issues. That's the AOCs of the world, all right? Another survey revealed that 40% are actually offended by the label. So not only do 96% don't like the word Latinx, 40% of them say, that actually offends me. Now, Chalota, the 20-year-old, goes on to say, I think a lot of cultural things the left is talking about today are really alienating. He says, if we're only talking about pronouns, we're not really solving issues or moving the country forward. Okay, 20 years old. That's pretty cool. Here's another guy, Michael Lee. Michael Lee is a software engineer. He re-registered as a libertarian in January of 2021 and then as a Republican to vote in open primaries. Open primaries of today's Democratic Party. The 33-year-old software engineer is based in Westchester, Pennsylvania. And he said this, and I quote, there definitely are those who are too woke and too left in my taste and are alienating to centrists like myself. Now, Republicans, you got to stand for something. We got to go for voters like this. We have to prove to them that our ideas are better. Republicans will tend to cave to the left, to software engineers like Michael Lee. And that's not what we should do. We should present our ideas and why they're better and why they benefit every American. All right. Don't just cater to moderates. That's where I think we go wrong. And that's where we get the wishy-washy establishment. All right. But he's also upset that members of his former party, Representative Ilhan Omar and AOC, called for defunding the police. He doesn't like that. What I tell you, self-preservation, crime, safety. All right. Here's a quote. Defunding police, he says, may have been a new catchy slogan, but as an actual stance, it's highly impractical and will cause more problems. Close quote. He's also disillusioned by Democrats who champion his values. Gun control happens to be one of them, or ending gun violence, he says. But let's face it, that means gun control. So please, God, please don't let Lee get his way. Michael Lee get his way in this, but also making healthcare and housing more affordable. Can you say we need to build more houses and get rid of Obamacare? Republicans, where you at? Unbelievable. But he says they failed to do anything about it. A 140-year-old rabbi from Virginia who has to remain anonymous described himself as a socially liberal, but a fiscally moderate. By the way, there's no such thing. You cannot be fiscally moderate or conservative and be a social liberal, because if you're a social liberal, you are for big government. So that's an oxymoron. But nonetheless, he's a big believer in the importance of government assistance, he said. But while he generally favors candidates on the left, he said he's suspicious of the Democrats' ability to lead. He says, and I quote, In an ideal world, I would want the Democrats to set the agenda and the Republicans to run the country. That's fascinating. The problem is that the Democrat Party is terrible at managing things. If you look at any place where they have a monopoly on power, it's just doing terribly. He's absolutely right about that. So I don't know why he would want their policies. Here's a New York Times poll, guys. A July poll commissioned by the New York Times showed that a whopping 58% of Americans from all political orientations say our current system isn't working since Donald Trump lost the election to Biden. Unfreaking believable. Michael Schellenberger, you guys heard about him? This was a guy that used to work for George Soros's Open Society Foundation. He did. He ran for governor of California. I think he came in third place. He ran as an independent this year. This guy has written the book, Apocalypse Never, talking about the climate change hoax. This was a guy that used to help promote it, but he saw what it was doing to his daughter. And now he's really fixated on both that and the homelessness crisis and fixing the homelessness crisis in San Francisco, where he lives. And basically, he was like, man, he said, I could no longer be a Democrat given what I knew about the party's responsibility in causing the homelessness crisis. He says, to some extent, I've moderated, but the left is just different now. They've gone absolutely crazy with things like identity politics and have just gotten really nasty and intolerant, he says. All right. So this is a guy that used to be on the left and now is moving towards the center. Very pragmatic in his approach. I wouldn't have mind him being becoming the governor of California. Andrew Yang. Now, a lot of people like Andrew Yang. Andrew Yang, in my opinion, is a socialist in sheep's clothing. He comes out with really great ways to present socialism, in my opinion, but people fall for it. He has a great marketing campaign. He argues that he's the champion, basically a third party stuff, with his, what's the name of his, the name of his group on something. It's Moving Forward, basically, with Andrew Yang or something like that. Let me work through my formerly fingertips. All right. Andrew Yang's Forward Party. Actually, his party will take you backwards, but I appreciate the fact that he's willing to stand up to the Democrat Party, but his ideas will eventually get us in the same place. Nonetheless, seems to be a nice guy, just wrong on politics. All right, Christina Buttons, a woman by the name of Christina Buttons. She's a 33-year-old artist and a writer based in Tennessee. She changed her voter registration from Democrat to independent in 2020. She said one major issue that tipped the scales for her was Democrats' unquestioning support of gender ideology, including the belief that trans children should be allowed to undergo irreversible medical transitions as minors. Buttons now calls herself a reformed social justice warrior. She says this, and I quote, I was very much of the opinion that Republicans were, for a lack of a better word, evil. But I sought out some Republicans to speak to them and find out what they are actually like. She says, lo and behold, I found out that they are actually not evil. They just have different ideas about how the country would be run best. Demonizing the 50% of the country who are Republicans just doesn't sit well with me. Guys, these are anecdotal examples, I know, but these people represent a swath of people, not to mention the impact that a Dave Rubin, the impact that an Elon Musk will have is unbelievable. Bill Maher. It's unbelievable. Guys, I do believe that a red wave is a coming. I do believe that Biden, and not just Biden, the Democrat parties, all Biden is a face. Now, he is unlikable. All right. We know he's a liar. We know he's corrupt and he's unlikable. We get that. But essentially, this is the entire Democrat Party. Biden is dragging the Democrat Party down to defeat because they hate Democrat policies. And thank God they are so blatant and transparent. The socialists and communists of the Democrat Party are right now. They're turning more people off. Guys, please don't forget to subscribe to the podcast everywhere podcasts are found. The Carl Jackson Show, Salem Podcast Network, thecarljacksonshow.com, anywhere where you get your podcast. Also follow me on social media, The Carl Jackson Show. That is The Carl Jackson Show. Use the word "the" in front. And don't forget our friends at MyPillow, American Manufacturing, American Jobs. American-made products, give them a call, 1-800-858-0263. Enter the promo code CARL, that's C-A-R-L, or go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use the promo code CARL, and take advantage of those Giza Dream Sheets and the Perkel Sheets as low as $29.98 for my listeners. Those things come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. You can't beat that with a bat. Guys, until next time, don't grow weary doing good. God bless you.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.